location where unknown forces strike the edge of ecology.
For in the final analysis, our most basic common link is that we all inhabit this small planet. We all breathe the same air. We all cherish our children's futures. And we are all mortal.
As you can tell from the reaction, that's Mrs. Kennedy coming in. For the ladies in the audience, she's wearing a pink outfit trimmed in black, wool of some type.
Nobody wonders what Lyndon and I wear. 2 years ago, I said that, introduced myself in Paris by saying that I was the man who had accompanied Mrs. Kennedy to Paris. I'm getting that same sensation as I travel around Texas.
There's Mrs. Kennedy, and the crowd yells, and the President of the United States. And I can see his suntan all the way from here.
Most of the smaller signs are hooray for JFK. There are those opposition signs, one reading, help Kennedy stamp out democracy.
Thousands will be on hand for that motorcade now, which will be downtown Dallas. It'll turn on Houston Street to Elm under the Triple.
It appears as though something has happened in the motorcade route. Something, I repeat, has happened in the motorcade route. We understand Governor and Mrs. Connolly are in the car with President and Mrs. Kennedy. We can't see who has been hit, if anybody's been hit, but apparently something is wrong here. Something is terribly wrong.
Here is a further report after we have just received word that shots had been fired at the Kennedy motorcade. We just talked with the police department. Here was that conversation.
Several persons arrived at Kaufman, and no information is being given at this time.
But you did have reports of shots being fired.
We had reports, yes, sir.
Stay tuned to Cliff News.
Everybody! Several shots were fired as President Kennedy's motorcade passed through downtown Dallas. Crowds screamed and lay down on the grass. It was not known if the shots were aimed at the president.
More details just arrived. Mrs. Kennedy jumped up and grabbed Mr. Kennedy. She called, oh no, the motorcade sped on. United Press says that the wounds for President Kennedy perhaps could be fatal.
Mrs. Newman, would you come in, please, and let me get your account. Sit right over here. And a little boy. Did you get some coffee finally?
I don't drink coffee.
Well, would you like to have something? I know that
no,
you...
No, my stomach's kind of churning.
Mrs. Nunley.
No, Newman.
Newman, I've been calling you. I'm sorry. I don't even remember my own name, really.
It's terrible. Billy, that's our youngest son. He's getting old enough that he remembers things like that, and we wanted him to be able to say that he saw President Kennedy. And
now he will be able to say that he saw President Kennedy when he was shot.
Yes, he's already saying, Mother, why would someone want to shoot President Kennedy? Why would they want to kill him?
My five-year-old boy and myself were by ourselves on the grass, and I asked Joe to wave to him, and Joe waved, and I waved, and the man...
That's all right, sir.
As he was waving back, he was... The shot rang out, and he slumped down in the seat.
John F. Kennedy.
We'll do it again.
John F. Kennedy died at approximately 1 o'clock Central Standard Time. The vice president was not hit.
From Dallas, Texas, the flash, apparently official, President Kennedy died at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time. Vice President Lyndon Johnson has left the hospital. Presumably, he will be taking the oath of office shortly and become the 36th President of the United States.
Ma'am?
I can't sit up.
I just can't believe it. I feel like someone in my own family is dead. I just can't believe it.
At Elm in Houston is reported to be an unknown white male, approximately 30.
I'd like some legal representation. I don't know what this is all about.
Did you shoot the president?
No, they're taking me in because of the fact that I live in Missouri. I'm just a patsy.
I wish to God there was something that I could do, and I wanted to tell you that we were greeting with you.
Yes, well, thank you very much.
Thank you very much. I know you love Jack and he loves you.
The drums that rattled at the head of the cortege from the White House to the Capitol were a muffled summons to people and to government. Even at this moment of tight-lipped sorrow, one feels America's strength.
There is Lee Oswald.
He's been shot.
The shot rang out. The shot has rung out. And Lee Oswald falls. Lee Oswald has fallen. A shot has rung out here. And ladies and gentlemen, Lee Oswald has just been shot.
This bizarre sequence of double killings raised great questions. Who actually fired the shots that killed Kennedy? Why did Ruby shoot Oswald? Was there a conspiracy? So, says the commission, Lee Harvey Oswald shot President Kennedy, but apparently not as part of a conspiracy.
Everything pertaining to what's happening has never come to the surface. The people had so much to gain and had such an imperial motive for putting me in a position I'm in. We'll never let the true facts come above board to the world.
I think the only possible maxim to apply in this case is let justice be done though the heavens fall. Getting this organization to release the facts is one of our major problems. Now, don't ask me what the organization is, because I can't say.
But the implication clearly is the Central Intelligence Agency, your own security organization in the United States.
It almost sounds like that, doesn't it? I have no comment about that.
I'd like some legal representation. I don't know what this is all about.
Did you shoot the president?
No, they're taking me in because of the fact that I live in the Soviet Union. I'm just a patsy.
Where unknown forces strike the edge of ecology.